This is Vision for Christ, a radio ministry of Future Vision Ministries. Our offices are in the city of Cambridge, in Ontario, Canada. My name is Tim Taylor. I live in the United States, in the state of Ohio, and I am recording this talk from my home in the U.S. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I praise the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, my Redeemer and Master. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The week before Easter is when most people think about what is called the Passion of Christ. Actually, each Sunday should be a celebration of Christ rising from the dead, because He did so the first time on the first day of the week. Each year we remember the last week our Lord Jesus Christ spent on earth prior to His death by crucifixion, His burial, and His miraculous resurrection from the dead. If you have a Bible or if you can borrow one, please read the detailed accounts of what Jesus did for you and for me, dying a horribly painful death, slow and agonizing, so that He could take on Himself the sin of all mankind for all time. Read Matthew, the first book of the New Testament in the Bible, chapters 26, 27, and 28, or Mark, the second book of the New Testament, chapter 15, or Luke, the third book of the New Testament, chapters 22, 23, and 24. A famous English preacher named John Newton once said, "I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great Savior." These are two important facts we all need to keep in our minds. In the Bible book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, it says, "Christ suffered and died for sins once for all. He never sinned, and yet He died for us who have sinned. He died so He might bring us to God. His body died, but His spirit was made alive." In 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Bible explains that God the Father made Jesus His Son, who had never experienced sin, become sin for us, so that in Him we might embody the very righteousness of God. When Jesus was hung by His wrists on a rough wooden cross about 2,000 years ago for our benefit and our salvation, He was first whipped and beaten by Roman soldiers. The result of this beating was foretold by the Old Testament prophet Isaiah in the Bible book of Isaiah chapter 52, where it says, "He was so disfigured He no longer looked like a man. His form was so marred He no longer looked human." In the next chapter, Isaiah said this about Jesus and what Jesus did for us in His last week on earth. "He was despised and rejected by people, one who experienced pain and was acquainted with illness. People hid their faces from Him. He was despised, and we considered Him insignificant. But He lifted up our illnesses. He carried our pain. Even though we thought He was being punished, attacked by God, and afflicted for something He had done, He was wounded because of our rebellious deeds. Crushed because of our sins, He endured punishment that made us well. Because of His wounds, we have been healed. All of us had wandered off like sheep. Each of us had strayed off His own path. But the Lord caused the sin of all of us to attack Him. He was treated harshly and afflicted, but He did not even open His mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughtering block, like a sheep silent before her shearers, He did not even open His mouth. He was led away after an unjust trial, but who even cared? Indeed, he was cut off from the land of the living. Because of the rebellion of his own people, he was wounded. They intended to bury him with criminals, but he ended up in a rich man's tomb, because he had committed no violent deeds, nor had he spoken deceitfully. Though the Lord desired to crush him and make him ill, once restitution is made, he will see descendants and enjoy long life, and the Lord's purpose will be accomplished through him. Having suffered, he will reflect on his work. He will be satisfied when he understands what he has done. My servant will acquit many, for he carried their sins. This great salvation is only available to you if you believe and place your entire trust, faith, and confidence in Jesus Christ as your personal, individual Savior to take away your sins. In the Bible book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we read, "So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has passed away. Look, what is new has come. And all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and who has given us the ministry of reconciliation." In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul gives us a great short statement of the basics of the gospel message, when he said, "Now I want to make clear for you, brothers and sisters, the gospel that I preached to you, that you received and on which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message I preached to you. For I passed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures." Also, when Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the book of Romans, in chapter 10, the Bible says, "The good news is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart." This good news tells about putting your trust in Christ. This is what we preach to you. If you say with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved from the punishment of sin. When we believe in our hearts, we are made right with God. We tell with our mouth how we were saved from the punishment of sin. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And in chapter 5 of Romans, we learn this, that we have been made right with God by putting our trust in him. We have peace with him. It is because of what our Lord Jesus Christ did for us. By putting our trust in God, he has given us his loving favor and has received us. We were weak and could not help ourselves. Then Christ came at the right time and gave his life for all sinners. No one is willing to die for another person, but for a good man, someone might be willing to die. But God showed his love to us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now that we have been saved from the punishment of sin by the blood of Christ, he will save us from God's anger also. We hated God, but we were saved from the punishment of sin by the death of Christ. He has brought us back to God, and we will be saved by his life. Not only that, we give back to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have been brought back to God. Sin had power that ended in death. Now God's loving favor has power to make men right with himself. It gives life that lasts forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ did this for us. I urge you, listener friend, to place your complete faith and trust in Jesus Christ today. Do not delay. As the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 55, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Do not deceive yourself into thinking you have lots of time to make a positive decision for Jesus Christ. You do not know if you have one more minute. Not to be morbid, but death is all around us, Any one of us could be killed in an accident, act of war, or die from a disease, and often with little warning. In the Bible book of Hebrews, chapter 2, the writer challenges us with this question. So what makes us think we can escape if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by the Lord Jesus himself and then delivered to us by those who heard him speak? Look in the Bible in Luke chapter 12 where Jesus said, "Life is not measured by how much you own." Then he told them a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, "What should I do? I do not have room for all my crops." Then he said, "I know, I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I will have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods. And I will sit back and say to myself, 'My friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for?' Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God." I'm going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Future Vision Ministries so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. How people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Future Vision Ministries is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Future Vision Ministries, 1145 Concession Road, Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, N3H4L5. I will repeat that address again in a moment, in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Future Vision Ministries, 1145 Concession, spelled C-O-N-C-E-S-S-I-O-N, Road, Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, postal code N3H4L5. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor speaking on behalf of Dan Hayhoe. I offer this final thought on the Passion of Christ from 1 Peter chapter 3. Because Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, to bring you to God by being put to death in the flesh, by being made alive in the Spirit.